USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is paying tribute to four Army veterans of the Vietnam War. Biden awarding four medals of honor during a White House ceremony. He praised the honorees for acts of incredible, astonishing, and selfless heroism.
To the late Staff Sergeant Edward M. Canisero, to Specialist 5 Dwight W. Birdwell, to Specialist 5 Dennis M. Fufuji, and to Major John Duffy. I'm proud to finally award our highest military recognition, the Medal of Honor, to each of you.
Confidence in United States institutions is falling. A new Gallup poll finding significant declines in 11 of 16 institutions that were in the survey. Confidence in the presidency is down 15 percentage points from a year ago. The U.S. Supreme Court dropped 11 percentage points. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
A dangerous heat wave will roast millions of Americans across the plains and Midwest this week. Parts of the central and southern plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the mid-south will see highs in the upper 90s to low triple digits. Police have taken a person of interest into custody after at least six people were killed and more than two dozen were injured during a shooting at a 4th of July parade outside Chicago on Monday. President Biden says he will continue to combat gun violence. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney says guns shouldn't be blamed.
And so President Biden just wants to keep talking about gun control because that's the knee-jerk reaction of the left. This isn't a guy who used to believe in that. But unfortunately, here we are. We need to deal with the issues of mental health. We've got to bring people back to understanding that when you commit a crime, you have to be held accountable. That's not happening in New York.
Law enforcement saying the male suspect may have left the scene in female clothes. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Sweden and Finland are another step closer to joining NATO. Members of the alliance signed accession protocols for the two countries Tuesday. Finland and Sweden both confirmed their willingness and ability to meet obligations and commitments of NATO membership. Two Philadelphia police officers are recovering after they were shot near a 4th of July celebration. It happened just before 10 p.m. near the Philadelphia Art Museum. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw saying it's too early to tell if the shots were intentional or celebratory gunfire. President Joe Biden is reportedly considering lifting Trump administration tariffs against Chinese products. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says once again he believes that President Biden is taking it easy on China.
For decades, he has not seen China as a threat. And now, as you point out, China is leading the world in producing so-called green technology, you know, solar panels made with slave labor because of their unfair trade practices. And Joe Biden and the Democrats want to accelerate our dependence on Chinese sources of energy. By contrast, we're the world's largest producer of fossil fuels, and China is a net importer of them. So they want to give away yet another point of key leverage in our competition with China. But it gets back to the foolish way that Joe Biden views China. He doesn't view them as a competitor for us, not our main threat.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.